Now, back at the mansion, Descartes arrives for the two-on-one. Let's dance the night away. Nikki, still freaking out.
Always.
Now they're dancing.
Anything she's, performative, she just anything. Can't do it. She can't do it.
First it was the singing, now the
singing,
dancing.
Singing, dancing, talking. Oh, she can't. God. She can't do it.
Mm. She just wants to stand and look pretty and tuck that little boy into bed. And that's it. That's all she got. Oh, God. Man. So, time for their two-on-one dates and... I guess two like ball gowns or two gowns.
Okay, arrived. So I looked up Alberto Mercati,
the designer that they were like.
Yeah, the designer. She was like, "Oh my god, it's this gorgeous gown." Okay, I went to their website. Apparently, they are closed and will be open soon, which doesn't make any sense. Okay, it doesn't make any sense. It is a pandemic. You are either open or you're closed for business. Not. You ain't gonna be open shortly. That doesn't.
And like clothing too, like retail, like
right.
You don't have online, e-commerce.
Right. Yes. I feel like they just missed prom and now they're just done. They're you know what it, I mean? Like just try again next year.
Oh jeez.
Seems like a Lord and Taylor staple.
That's what it looked like.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they get their two gowns and Stephanie. I'm like, Stephanie, don't even start because now she's trying to get all insecure saying how Jason loves girls with dark hair and dark eyes. So maybe Nikki's more her type. And one girl, don't even start that. So he arrives and whisks them off. And Jason reminds us that Nikki got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
I know. I know. Just
because
she's
in terrible sense. Oh my god,
I know. And he got your fuckboy slip moment when he chose her because he was like, oh, she just blow me away.
Just the looks.
That's it.
Quickly found out I ain't much else to her beyond that. So with Nikki he's, you know, bringing that up, and then with Stephanie he's trying to see if there's a romantic connection. That's his whole goal.
Yeah,
which there ain't, we know this. But okay. So they head up on their day. They're in, like, this beautiful kind of, like, outdoor.
Yeah, romantic. It looked like a wedding venue, but it wasn't a wedding venue.
Yeah,
it looked
like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're learning how to ballroom dance as their date. And Nikki, obviously, is a mess. And, you know, has two left feet.
She said, I need weeks or months to prepare. I was like, girl, in what situation have you been this nervous to dance that you have had months to prepare for anything?
For anything.
Ooh, girl.
She's so uptight. I could never be with somebody this uptight.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
She can't relax. She's so wound up all of the time.
All the time.
Wow. Now, Stephanie, on the other hand, literally is a ballet teacher.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And is crushing it.
Yep.
So, Nikki now, she's the worst because she says in her little confessional, you know, I've never been married and had a child. Stephanie married someone and had a baby. And sadly, he died. But I want my turn.
My turn?
The fuck?
Yo, she's crazy.
That's crazy. Just evil.
It is. It is.
She had her time. He died. That's so sad. But you know what? It's my turn.
It's my turn. And there's only one man. This is the one man left on the earth.
On earth.
And I am getting him. No, girl. First of all, there's about eight of you left over at the house.
Right.
So I don't know why you think that this is like your only shot at love.
Jesus.
Second of all, Stephanie just lived a different life than you. Why are you acting like this?
And comparing apples to oranges all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So unhappy with herself. So they sit for dinner. Nikki confesses her 11-year relationship. So Jason didn't know this. That's a big deal. He's like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Pulls her over immediately to talk. And she says, she's with her ex from ages 17 to 28. And he woke up one day and said, I love you so much, but I don't want to marry you. I would choke that nigga out on sight.
And this happens to so many women.
This happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yep.
But how you sit up somewhere for 11 years and not get a ring out of this?
You know what?
She watched her whole 20s go by.
Her whole 20s 28. Left her.
She watched the entire thing go by.
Yep.
this and let him wake up one morning and tell her that he don't want to marry her.
Tell her.
Oh my God.
A lot of women, especially in that time when you're like growing in your career and growing in whatever, and then the men doesn't catch up with you, or maybe they're on a different path than you, they just keep riding it out because they still want the emotional pillow of a girlfriend. Yeah. And they still want to have sex every night. And And then the day that they decide they're done is the day that you all both are done.
Are done. But damn, she sat there her whole, from 17 to 28.
Yeah.
That's why she's so, she doesn't know herself. Know she's anything. Resentful.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, she's, all the clocks are ticking in her head. So she's just like so desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. Gave all her good years away to this ancient dude. Oh my God. But yeah, sucks. Now, Stephanie sits with Jason, and you can tell he's just not physically attracted to her.
Oh, friend vibes all the way.
All the way through.
Besties. Like, just
straight up
friends.
Yep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time for the date rose. You know, Jason does a little spiel, but wards it, thank God, to Stephanie. I am so curious where Nikki is today.
Me too.
I tried looking her up online.
Oh, you did?
I tried. I looked up her like her name at that time, and all you find is like same articles from this time period. I'm assuming she must got married has a new last name because I couldn't find anything about her.
I hope so. My goodness.
I hope she's doing well. Yeah. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Email us the number two black girls. Ooh, number one
if you found her. Yes.
If you found her, if you know anything about where's Nikki today.
Yeah.
So curious.
Yeah.
Now time for the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
And Jillian, she's still here. She's wanting to make sure that calling him dude basically hasn't friend zoned her.
Right.
She's very concerned about that, which is
very concerning.
Which is concerning.
Yeah.
Megan and Jason have a nice little moment. They, you know, dance, and she's like, I haven't had this butterfly moment in years. Meanwhile, she is allegedly 25. I don't believe it. I think she just, that was a little slip up right there because she's actually 40 and she hasn't had this moment in years.
Also, girl, you just had someone's baby
a 14 child.
Months ago.
Right.
I'm going to assume sometime during at least the pregnancy, you had some love for this man. That's an assumption though. I don't actually know.
Right.
But girl, oof. Yeah, she actually got my Becky of the Week this week at a moment somewhere around here when she was just talking shit. Because she just keeps talking out the side of her face about these other girls. And at this moment, it really got on my nerves.
Yeah.
Mostly because Natalie's not here. And because we know that Lauren is now as certifiably like Lauren and Shannon are both nuts.
Yeah.
So those are the only people to really talk about.
Right.
But her putting these blanket statements out, like the rest of these girls need to man up and blah, 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 and they just don't like me. You know, listeners, how we feel about those girls. These girls just don't like me. I hate those girls. No. We hate those girls.
Nope. Something wrong with you, girl. It's not that hard to get along with another girl.
It's not. And it's there's not. Eight of them to choose from. So you could have at least one friend.
Thank you. Lauren and Jason have a moment and again, this whole strategy of being a bitch to him, like the fuck. She's like, what did I ask you to do in our group date? And he's like, you told me to give you a rose. And I don't know, this like bitchy bossiness, which some guys are into. Jason is very clearly not that guy.
No.
I don't know why she's not reading that. He's not into this.
He's like a passive guy who wants to be the boss, which is a very strange dichotomy to be. I'm sure she's not reading correctly.
No.
But I was waiting for him to say, like, I ain't one of your little students.
Hit her with that. Right? Time for the rose ceremony. And a few girls have roses already. So Molly, Naomi, and Stephanie already have roses. So there's only three roses left to give, and I feel like we're weeding through these girls quick.
Very fast. I don't know how we're only on episode four. This is very strange to me.
Yeah, we're on episode four, and there's only six people left. Six. This is hometowns at like
four or five. Yeah.
Four. So we have two. So I guess the next two episodes, only one person goes home.
Oh, must be. Or nobody goes home. Remember, they used to do that.
That too.
They used to draw it out like that.
Yeah. Mm. But jeez, weeding through fast.
Yeah.
First rose goes to Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Second rose goes to Jillian. Time for the final rose. We have Megan, crazy ass Shannon, and Lauren the Bone Collector left.
Mm.
And Jason gives this whole long pause.
Mm-hmm.
And then says he can't give out this final rose.
None of you are shit. All of you have got to go. Shannon, you and all four of those bumpets in your head have got to go. That high neck crochet top
God.
With the ruffles. It was another combo of multiple trends in one.
Oh, outfits are the worst. Terrible.
Gotta go, girl. Gotta go.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.